Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The American Medical Association says that the physician-patient relationship is the bedrock of the healthcare system in our country. However, our next guest says that for the most case, neither physicians nor patients are happy with the current state of that interaction. Lynn Bailey is our resident healthcare economist. She practices in Columbia. Today, she's back in our studio. Lynn, welcome back.
It's good to be back. Mike, should I do my legislative update on the Affordable Care Act?
Before we get into our topic today, sure, absolutely, because I understand that Lindsey Graham's bill is getting some traction.
Lindsey Graham's bill is getting with Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, who wants to turn everything back to the states, really, has gotten endorsed by Governor of Ohio, John Kasich, and also the Governor of Colorado, Hickenlooper. Also, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, the HELP Committee from the Senate, started last week holding hearings in regular order, which means they are taking testimony from industry experts, scholars, people who run large hospitals, large insurance systems, and they are hoping to have something that they can do quickly to mitigate premium increases for this coming year's sign-up. That'll be signing up at the end of this year for coverage that will start January 1
under the Affordable Care Act.
What has happened there is that the administration has cut from $100 million for outreach to $10 million for outreach, and they are allocating money proportionate to how successful your state was in their outreach efforts last year. So our sign-up period begins November the 1st and ends December the 15th.
Thanks for that quick update. Now, the topic today, physician-patient relationship. Why did this show up on your radar?
This showed up on my radar because I ran into an article in a blog that I read from Paul Keckley, and it started me thinking about the role of the physician. And the standard roles of the physician are as guardian, a technical expert, a counselor, or a friend. Now, nowhere in there is fiduciary responsibility unless it's subsumed under the idea of guardianship. Physicians look at this one way, patients look at this another way, and they are almost diametrically opposed to what physicians want. And what patients want from their physician is convenience. They want access. They want access to their records. They want a second opinion when they want it. There are all these data sets now out there that evaluate and score and report on physician performance. Physicians don't like that. So what we are really looking at, Mike, is we are looking at this bedrock relationship in its Mars and Venus. Doctors see one thing, patients see another, and we have a lot of work to do that because as more physicians practice in large groups as part of healthcare systems, they're running as employees.
Why would doctors not want their scores to be public?
Threatens their autonomy. They all believe that they are the very best at what they do, and they don't want to know that they are number 12.
Well, in that regard, they would be like any of us then.
Oh, yes. They're humans.
Where are we going with any work towards improving this physician-patient
relationship? I am honestly befuddled by this because, again, I argue that we're not going to fix the American healthcare system till we step back, have a conversation about what Americans want from their healthcare system, how to restructure and how to deliver it better. And we're not having those conversations. It's still being run by stakeholders in a for-profit manner, which leaves a significant part of the population uncovered and drives up costs. And we're not happy.
Well, Lynn, as always, thanks for visiting our studio.
Welcome to be back next month.
Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist practicing in Columbia. We will have a link to her Twitter page posted at our webpage so you can keep up with her. Our address is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. where you can hear this show again, connect with us through links to our social media network, subscribe to our podcast, and there's even an email link there. Once again, that address, SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.